What are those activities or things that you may do and your prayer will be nil and void? Number one, eating or drinking intentionally while you are praying, or chewing gum in the prayer. Your prayer will be lost. Speaking intentionally unrelated matters of salat to somebody. Of course, you are talking to Almighty God. You are not talking to people. You are to control yourself and not to speak to anybody, but to recite from Quran and then repeat whatever is needed to be done. To make many movements while you are praying in respect to Allah, and then every now and then you move your hands, your clothing, every second, as if what? Is this the way to respect Almighty God? Therefore, this will invalidate your prayer. Leaving out an act condition of salat without excuse, intentionally. You know that we have to stand up and then we have to bow, ruku. Suppose you did not make ruku. Why should I make ruku? I go directly and make sajda. This will nullify the salat. And that cycle is lost. Losing the wudu during salat, you lose your wudu by having gases, and therefore you have to go and repeat your prayer. Praying facing any direction other than Kaaba, intentionally. Every Muslim is supposed to pray facing Kaaba. Here in North America, we are to face Kaaba northeast. That is the shortest distance toward Kaaba. You insist, no, I have to face toward another to go to Kaaba, or to any place other than Kaaba, nullify the prayer. Smiling and laughing during salat also will nullify the salat. I hope and I pray that all those who are praying take these into consideration, not to lose your salat.